Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. I'm back.
A little longer now.
So sorry about the noise, you guys. It's a little bit low because that's the fan and it's hot up in here. All right. So, how are y'all doing? It's the morning time. It's like 12. It's 12:30 right now. In the morning. And I'm up. San Diego. How y'all doing today? How are y'all doing today? It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here. You guys just need to thank God for that you guys are just now waking up, about to start your day, or if you guys are about to go to sleep. Thank Him, praise Him, live up, because it's a blessing to be here, to be able to do God's work. It's a blessing, y'all. Make sure y'all keep that in mind. So I do have a quote to you guys today. And that's going to be one thing that we do, that I will be doing every time we come on live, is a quote. Okay? And it's a quote from the Bible. And it says, don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Always ask Him with a thankful heart. Philippians 4:6. So you guys, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about it. Sorry, y'all, that's not too mad. But don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Just continue to pray about everything. Send your request up to God. Because when you send your request up to God, you make it known, like, you're not with the situation. Like, this situation you don't want to be in, this situation you don't like. And so when you give it to God and just pray on it and have faith as you do pray, you're praying with thanksgiving because you're praying, you're already thanking Him. Even when you don't see it, you may see it in the spirit. Always see it in the spirit. Don't see it in your mind, because when you see it in your mind, you're going to, what do you call that? You're going to lose faith. But if you're in the spirit and you see it in the spirit, just know that it's going to come true. Believe and have faith. Your faith is the timing. So you pray with thanksgiving and you give it to God and let it know. Lord, this is not what I want. The situation is, whatever the situation is, whether it's you and your husband going through it, you mad at her, I don't know. Whatever the case may be, take it up to God. Pray on it. Have faith. Believe. All right, y'all? Make sure y'all do that. What I wanted to talk about, because I didn't get to really talk about it in the first episode, a lot of like where I've been and what I've been doing. I said a little bit. So I got baptized, you guys, this year. This year was a whole life changing for me. Not even this year, but, you know, last year, I guess, well. But I've learned a lot from, you know, the previous years. And this year was just, and it's just the beginning of the year, but it's still, like, everything that I prayed for is starting to come true. Everything that I'm praying for is starting to, it started to manifest in my life. And so I'm learning a lot, actually. And if you sit back and you really pay attention, you can learn a lot as well. Some of the things that you think about, just you have to think about everything that you think about. And I got that from, where did I get that from? Megan Brooks. She's best friends with Simone. I love them. I love their podcast. But yeah, because she's right. Like, think about what you're thinking about. Because at times you think about something and it may not be, it may not be you thinking about that. Like, because the enemy, he manipulates people. He manipulates people, and it starts with your mind, and he'll start like doing things, and saying things to you to make you be like, oh damn, yeah, I still will do that. Oh, you know, and then it makes it seem like it's your thought, but God also do that as well. You have to just like, okay, hold on, let me sit back and think about this real quick and pray on it. Give it to God, because you just never know. But I know God will never steer you wrong, and it will never be nothing negative. Like, he'll show you like what's going on, but he'll also give you that peace and that positiveness to forgive, or, you know, let go. Like, he does that. Let go. Forgive. Be understanding. Like, he'll give you one of those, as well as telling you this is what's going on. Now, the enemy is going to tell you what's going on and what, like, in a mean way. Like, you just start getting angry, like, oh my goodness, like, what the heck is this, right? So you start doing one of those, so you know that's the enemy. And so, yeah, that's you just have to. And I really like that when she said that, because you do have to think about what you're thinking about and making sure that it's what God wants you to do on this side. Thank you, Jesus. But if you ask, you know what? If you ask when the thought comes to your head, like, who is this? Like, who is this thinking? Because you know the enemy talks to. And if you ask, like, he'll tell you, they both will tell you the truth, right? This is him, or, you know, this is him. It's God, or it's the enemy. They will speak. But pay attention, though. If you don't pay attention to anything, if you don't pay attention to anything that, you know, the Lord is saying, if you don't pay attention to all that, you'll be lost, you guys. I'm so, man, we've been lost for so long, it's sad. It's so sad. We've been lost for so long, blinded. So blinded. Wondering, like, when, like what's going on? What's going on with my life? What's going on with the situation? What's going on with these people? Woo! The enemy's a liar, y'all. He's been putting stuff in your head, making you think things, and making you say, man, I remember when I used to, like, get mad, right? And this is like, yeah, first I used to say something about it. This is how I started out. That's how you just talk about it. I used to say somebody like, what is this? Like, And then it went to, like, just thinking stuff in my head. It was hitting first, then saying something later. I might even say nothing else. It's just hitting. Like, I don't care about what you're talking about, but I'm hitting. And then it was just like, okay, look, I'm giving you this warning. This is what it's going to be. Like, if you don't like it, oh, well. So if you don't want to continue to keep doing it, then it's going to be a problem. And so that's when I'm just like, see. Now I'm giving you more, like, I'm just stalling it now. At this moment, now I'm getting like, ooh, it's coming. I'm building. And it takes a lot for me. Honestly, it takes a lot for me to get really, really mad. Like, really, really mad. It takes a lot. So if you give me that, that means it was already something building up in me. It was already something that you did and kept doing it. And now I'm about to be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like a lion, like, so serious, But anyway, yeah, I miss y'all. Like, I really do. I love Vincent. I love talking. Well, I don't really like talking, but I love Vincent. Might as well say I love talking, right? Yeah. Okay, so these past couple of years, y'all, so I've got a business, a clothing line business. We have free clothing. I mean, like, it's not free, but that's what it's called. Free clothing. It's like free. Free is forced reality each and every day. My husband came up with that. Oh, yeah, y'all. And I'm married now. I'm married now, y'all. It's been 4 years already. Well, it's about to be 4 years. August 3rd, y'all. So, yeah, there's some stuff that's new. My clothing line. Oh, Neek's Boutique. So, that's really mine. Neek's Boutique is really mine. It's still different. I bought the trademark, everything's paid for, the logos. The logos I have to pay for, but I got everything like really paid for, and then now I gotta start getting my designs together and whatever it is that I want on them, whatever it is that I need done to them. Send them to the manufacturers, and, it's a lot going on, but I know that it's coming and manifesting in, the areas that need to be manifest, that needs to be growing more. And I'm married. August 3rd. It would be 4 years me and my husband been married. We have 8 kids all together. They all didn't come from me. But we have 8 kids. 8. We got a big family. I love big families. I'm used to a big family still. So, what else, y'all? What else is new? Oh, y'all, I just started back writing again. I'm writing my book. Yes, it's about me and about... So the look was on my book just about my life story, everything that I do remember. But it wasn't like... I didn't have, like, a theme or, like, nothing to it. So this time I'm coming back, when I'm coming back, it's about everything that corrupted my mind, a lot of things that corrupted my mind and where it started and what to, and let me tell you this one. Let me tell you this before I get into it. I forgave my past. I wouldn't be me today if it wasn't because of my past. Now, there's a lot of work that needed to be done, and a lot of it, you know, it has gone away, but there's a lot more that needs to be done to it. It's a lot more that needs to be done to it. A lot more help, but hey, God, He's working, and as long as I'm doing, you know, the things for Him, I'm good. And as long as I continue to change my ways and my old habits, you know what I mean? I know I'm doing good. My heart is pure, and I'm being guided by God. And if I know I'm not being guided by God, that means I'm doing something way off, and I know it's not going to work. So the book, y'all, it's about my life, right? The things that went on, the things that happened to me. You know, and these are all the things that I remember. There may be a lot of things that I don't remember, but there's a lot of things that I remember. And that's what it's going to be in a book. I'm changing the name. So, and the street names, you know, it's a big. And yeah, I'm changing it all. So, just know, you won't know who, but you will know what's going on and what happened. And so, I want y'all to enjoy. So that part of the book is going to be about that, and then the next chapter, the next book, actually. This is just going to be the first book of what happened to me, what was going on in my life, what I've seen, what I've been around, who influenced me, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. And so you can get a good, you know, and then I'll let you know, like, you know, what was I really feeling, what was going on, all that good stuff. And then the next book is going to be about me growing into a whole new person, becoming a different person, walking away from the old ways, the old habits, you know, everything that corrupted my mind, being at peace with all of that. You know, in this first book, I'm corrupted, like, at that moment. Like, it's the, you know what I mean, it's set and done. Like, I'm hurt. I'm mad. I'm angry. Like, it's a lot. I felt alone. It was a lot, y'all. But, I mean, I know a lot of y'all can relate, so that's going to be out. And then, yeah, then the next book is about me becoming that person that God created me to be. All those things that happened to me, I ain't gonna spill it. But everything that happened to me, y'all, in that book, everything that happened to me in my life, it was for a purpose. Everything, and that's what I want to tell y'all. Everything that happened to y'all in y'all past, what's going on right now, is to help you be a better person than you was yesterday, than you was years ago. Know that. You can do better. You can be better. And let me tell you how. By reading the Word, understanding the Word, becoming that Word, you know, and applying it to your life. If you don't apply the Word to your life, you have a thing to keep doing the same things you're doing. When you pray, you ask God for forgiveness. Because God forgave you. God forgave you for everything that you have done. You may think, oh, I didn't do what that person did. It don't matter. It don't matter what that person did or what you did less, because in God's eyes, a little sin of what we did and a big thing of what somebody else did that's, that, you know, being a little to us, is like they amount to God, they amount to, you know, the same amount. So don't ever be like, oh, well, this person, he killed somebody, and, you know, I just stole some candy. First of all, don't say in the word, you should not steal, and you should not kill. Same thing, baby. Same thing. We may not think that because we're human. We may not say that. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go into a little break, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just popping and popping because I missed y'all. But we're going to go into this break. Hey, y'all. So I'm back. I'm back. So, okay, we talked about the book. We talked about the clothing line. The clothing line is pretty cool, too, y'all. Free clothing, forced reality each and every day. That's going to be more of like sweatsuits, hoodies. So we're going to have sweatsuits with the hood, without the hood. For girls, we're going to have like, you know, the crop top ones. What else, y'all? Joggers, did I say joggers? Joggers. You know, regular t-shirts. What else? I think my husband took some more stuff for that one, for like food clothing. But more like for Nikki Tika, I'm coming in for you, for us women. I'm doing all sizes, don't get me wrong. But I came up with, like, for thick women. You know what I mean? More to love women. You feel me? I came up with that only because, like, I used to be, like, getting, you know, going to the store, getting clothes. And I'm like, this ain't good or nothing. Like, this is all we get. Like, I see everybody with, like, cuticles. And then you have to go online if you really want some cute clothes for thicker women. I'm like, really? So I was like, well, maybe I should do the same thing. Have the thick women in stores. And the smaller women, you have to go online. But then I was like, nah, I'm not going to be them. So in my store, it will be thick sizes, thick women. More to love women, any women, you know, 26, you know, all that. Kids, we're going to have the kids section, the baby section. We're going to have all that. But honestly, like the women, I'm going to have more like casual, more like business, you know, attire and sexy. I got the lingerie. I'm thinking about having like the couples lingerie and stuff like that. So y'all gotta say, you gonna have like nude colors. It's gonna be some, you know, it's gonna be some cute stuff. I want to make sure that it's representing. It's still, you know, it's for God, but it's for married couples. I mean, now, if you buy something, you know, it's for you and your man. Go ahead. But trust me, when you purchase something, there will be a card that has Bible verses on it, on the, what do you call that, the tag. You're going to have I'm thinking that I want Bible verses on that one as well. You know what I mean? They read it, they get uplifted. But especially the card that comes with it, I feel like it will be good. So, I mean, I got some more stuff going. I'm still, you know, plotting some things down. I'm still jotting them down. You know, I'm still doing all that stuff. So, by the end of this year, y'all, everything going to be written down. A lot of things are going to be done. And then y'all going to see it. Y'all going to see it. Y'all going to see it. What else? Okay, so, and also as I was, you know, away from the mic, started YouTube with my sister, Neek. I mean, Nani and Neek. And then I have one by myself, it's Neek Morgan. There will be a lot of, like, prayers, uplifting, morning prayers, night prayers, afternoon prayers, uplifting quotes, you know, just anything that's uplifting, anything that's godly. Singing will be up there, y'all, because I can sing, so we'll be some singing up there, you know, up on my page, on my YouTube. We do TikTok live sometimes. So make sure y'all go hit us up. Everything's going to be, you know, in the category, tag, whatever, in this episode. So make sure y'all go hit us up. Make sure y'all go watch us, okay? Make sure y'all stay prayed up. Make sure y'all, you know, be guided by God. Let God guide you guys to the right people, the right places, at the right time. But guess what? God's timing is your faith. God's timing is your faith. Remember that. God's timing is your faith. All right, y'all? Okay, so before we leave, y'all, I want to pray off of Philippians 4:6. All right? Let's pray. I pray that this gets you guys, whoever gets this out, Father God, I pray that this word, Father God, that this prayer, Father God, it motivates somebody, Father God, that it lifts them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm asking, Father God, that anyone who hears the sound of my voice, Father God, and your voice and your words coming out, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that it touches them, Father God, in the way only you can touch them, that it shakes them, Father God, and it shakes something in their life, Father God, that it shifts something in their life, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch them right now, Father God. May they worry about nothing, Father God, and pray about everything, Father God, and thanksgiving and a good faith, Father God, knowing that you are the truth, knowing that you took care of everything, Father God, that they just need to do their part and sit back and wait, Father God, and watch what you do, Father God, but have faith in what you do in their lives, Father God. Have faith in the name of Jesus. May you touch them. May you move them. May you shift something, Father God, in their life. Shift those situations, Father God, that they don't have faith in, Father God, and may that little bit of faith, Father God, may you put that in them, Father God, and may it keep them growing. May it do something in their lives, Father God. We love you, Father God. Keep protection over them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I love y'all. Have a blessed night. Morning.